Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Oliver.
Hey, well, it's Brendan.
Glad to hear you. Where are you?
I'm in my hotel room here in the Conrad Hilton Hotel.
Oh, that's good. How are things going?
Well, it's been a rather shaky kind of a convention, but I think it's firmly moving in the right direction now. Hard to tell what all this fussing and the problem with these kids and the riot things are going to do to it.
Well, I think it's just been wonderful. I think y'all have done a superb job. I'm so proud of Hubert and the way everything's gone. And I just wish both of you weren't from Minnesota. It's a shame to have two good men in the same state.
Well, I was pleased that important plank was accomplished with a good and decisive vote. I know how important that was.
Well, it gives us a chance to really close this thing up if they'll listen at all over there.
So, it will, I think, tonight. It's hard to tell what this group will do. There's a big gang right across, you can hear them maybe in the background, carrying on right across the hotel. They got the National Guard out here. You watch the television, I know.
Yeah, I think television's doing all they can to incite it. I never saw such arrogance.
No question about it.
I don't know what, I wish you'd think about what in the world we ought to do about that problem.
Well, I have been, if you will recall, since that CBS thing in particular.
I sure do, and I just think those folks are getting too big for their britches, all of them. And
I agree with you.
And we just think they're going to tear this country to pieces if we don't watch them.
Exactly, this is the same kind of yellow journalism that we used to fight and was a prime target many, many years ago. Now it's the same kind of thing in order to sell television space.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
But it will, I guess it's hard to measure exactly what the impact of this will be. I think from one point of view, you could well say that this will firm up the vice president's general image in some areas where it would be a plus politically, at least. Only time will tell, I guess, and how it's handled.
Well.
But the thing I was, I talked with you about, Mr. President, is still not completely resolved here, but I think that it's moving in the direction that Larry O'Brien will stay and will stay as the campaign director. And if that's the case, I don't expect that I will be called on or will feel that I should associate myself with the campaign on a full-time basis, and I would therefore hope that I might continue to serve out this term and this record with you.
Well, you can sure do that with me wherever I am, as long as you can. There's life in our bodies. You don't need to worry about that. I think you've been one of the most competent and one of the most dedicated, one of the most efficient, most loyal, you and your wife. And we're awfully thankful that the good Lord has let you come our way. I told Hubert I thought you ought to be national chairman if he wanted somebody, and that you really organize, direct things. He wants to let Larry do something, let him be campaign advisor that gets out there at Howard Hughes. They all got lots of things, but he ought to have somebody he can trust, not going to turn this organization over to somebody. If I had all of my things to do over again, I wouldn't be near as nice to everybody as I've been. I'd take the folks who were loyal and those that weren't, damn, if I had anything to do with them. And he better not make that mistake, but it's up to him. And I just told him this morning, I thought that of all the men in the cabinet, that you were the most pragmatic, the most dedicated, the most progressive, the best judgment, more guts, and more loyalty. And he agreed with me, but he never did say what he's going to do. And I don't guess the poor fellow knows, and I don't want to be urging. He asked me my judgments about certain things. I don't want to repeat them, but I hope that I'll miss you, and I don't want you to leave where you are. But I would do anything. He can have anybody and everybody that we've got to win the campaign. If I were Boston, I'd make you, if you're going to change the national committee, I'd make you the chairman of the national committee and let you pull these states together and try to set up an organization each one, and then I'd make Larry campaign coordinator or whatever he wants to. Some folks in charge of areas and things of that kind, but I guess he'll have to figure that out himself. And when he does, you just give me a ring if there's any change. If not, we'll just ride as we are.
Very good, sir.
You just be sure of this. Whatever you and your girl want to do, I'm for, and I'll help you do it. Right or wrong, and I'll be more stronger for you when you're wrong and when you're right. You just decide where your duty is, and then we'll work it out.
Well, that's very generous of you.
But as long as I'm here, I want you just as close to me as I can have you, and same time, I want to help him any way in the world I can. My daughters are going to help him, my wife's going to help him, I'm going to help him. And I sure want you to help him in anything where he'll give you recognition and responsibility, but I think it's not a job you can't hold, and I think you're closer to him, and that job's going to require loyalty, not somebody to let the other crowd take over the organization.
Yeah.
Because he might get beat, and if he does, I sure don't want to let somebody else wind up with a charge.
Now, this is a problem, but
I wouldn't mind you winding up in charge at all, because I think you give everybody a shake, but a fair shake, but I don't trust everybody that much. So you just figure out what it is, and let's give him a chance to see what he's going to do. Who's he going to make vice president?
Frankly, I don't know. I don't know. He should have perhaps even announced it by now. The last I talked, it was apparently between Muskie and Harris.
That's what I heard.
And I don't know whether he should have been announced before this, but I think he's wavering with it right now.
Stay in there as close as you can, because if you're shy and hesitant and considered, why, these other guys will march in. So he hadn't got a more loyal friend than you, and I told him this morning, and he agrees. I told him he just came in and told me he's going to announce for him, say what you believe, regardless of anybody else. I remind him of all that when I talk to him. And so we'll just wait and see which way the ball bounces, and you just tell that Jane, Lady Bird and I, for you couldn't be stronger. And
she's right here, and I'll give her the message.
Whatever y'all want out of us, you got in advance.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye.
Be in touch. Thank you very much. Bye.
Are you waiting?